Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text is 97136. All right, so last week, Stoney, on Twitter, I put out a tweet, the likes of which was something along the lines of, people I'm particularly thankful for today. And it was doctors, nurses, medical staff. It was, teachers, news media, people like that. And then, of course, by putting that out, I got all these responses saying, you forgot about this person. You forgot about this person. I was like, okay. Then I got the next day, I put out another one. And then, well, you forgot about this person. You forgot about this person. And so we talked about this the other day. So we wanted to give you the listeners, this segment to thank someone you want to thank that has stood out to you, that has helped you, helped somebody in your family during what has been a really, really, really challenging time for everybody. And it's been obviously more challenging for some than others, definitely. So 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Like, I got this tweet last night from Eastside Paul. My lovely wife, Eileen, she is on the front lines daily at Beaumont. There you go. Eileen, thank you.
Thank you, Eileen.
Okay? Yes. Thank you, Eileen. And somebody else said, this is from Tommy Cavanaugh. My son's teacher, Mrs. Shocker, for staying in contact with her students and providing some great learning activities to keep them engaged. And then Mrs. Shocker responded with thank you. And then somebody went on to say the entire staff at Coolidge, which apparently is the school where Mrs. Shocker teaches, Coolidge Elementary in Livonia. She teaches first grade there. And the entire school apparently has been phenomenal. So shout out to Coolidge Elementary in Livonia.
248-539-9797, 97136 on the ticket text. There's so many people for us to thank, so I don't want to, leave out anybody, like you said, Jamie, or minimize anybody or maximize somebody. But I'll go selfishly. The professors and TAs at the University of Michigan and Michigan State University, and for that matter, all the schools, and you know what? Every teacher out there, but particularly in my house, they've really done a great job of keeping my daughters engaged with their classwork, so they just don't sit around and do nothing. And, thank you for doing that. That's what you signed up to do when you were become a professor and an educator, and you've maintained that responsibility, and we can't thank you enough for that.
Yeah, and I want to thank the doctors and the nurses, obviously, on the front lines. But I also want to thank the doctors and the nurses and the medical professionals who are continuing to work on what we would call the back lines, because there are still people out there who are not well and who still need medical treatment. And it's an incredibly risky time for these people to be practicing their profession, who are treating cancer patients or people with heart disease or people with other pre-existing conditions that are scared blankless that they are going to be susceptible the coronavirus, but are still battling whatever they're battling on their own. And for those people to go into work every single day and be doing what they do in a medical facility, which is not the safest place to be right now. So I want to thank them as well. So definitely the people on the front lines, but everybody who is to continue to treat people who may or may not be well.
Let's go to...
All right, we've got a ton of ticket text. So you got some phone calls?
I got one phone call right now, 248-539-9797. George... in the West Bloomfield. What's up?
I was at your favorite grocery store yesterday.
What'd you say?
At Bush. I was at your favorite grocery store yesterday at Bush's Market.
Yeah, I've been there quite a few times this week.
I bumped into you a couple of times in there myself. And three employees there look like they don't want to be there, but they have to be there. The girl in the dairy putting up the frozen food. I bumped into her. I told her, listen, you dropped this on the floor. I gave her $10. The guy bagging the stuff, the little kid probably out of school right now. $210. The guy bringing the carts in, he looks like he didn't want to be there either. I thought, hey, my man, I think he just dropped it on the floor. I was pulling out of the parking lot to hand him $10. He goes, what's this? I said, I think he just dropped it on the floor. He goes, no, I did, but thanks anyway. But, I mean, these guys, they don't have to be there, but they're there because they're trying to do a job. And I'm not even working because I've been out on medical for about 9 months. I said, you know what, at least I did something.
Well, thank them, absolutely, George, and thank you for giving these stores business too. You know,
yeah, exactly. Some ticket text, Tony, and there's a ton of them, so we'll try to get through as many as we can. I want to thank my wife Amy, who works at the ICU at Beaumont Taylor. I just got off my fifth 7 p.m. to 7:30 a.m. shift in a row. I want to give a shout out to my fellow nurses on the night shift at Henry Ford West Bloomfield Hospital. Also, much love to the providers and support staff that help us get through this unprecedented time and provide our patients with amazing care. Hashtag 3GPU rocks. We can get through anything as long as we work together. That's from David J., who's an RN. Shout out to the teachers at Hawthorne Center who are still providing services to hospitalized patients. I want to give a shout out to Mrs. Lawton at St. Anne's School in Warren. FaceTimes daily and reads to my son. I'd like to thank all the machinists. We make parts that keep all the trucks on the road and parts for the military. How about this one? My daughter Delia and all the workers at Trader Joe's for making sure we can eat. That's from Mike and Warren. Yeah, I mean, we actually do a pickup at our Kroger, Stoney, and our guy is Ed. Ed has been fantastic. He brings the groceries out right to our car. And he's just been great, so we really appreciate that.
Some more ticket texts. Don't forget the respiratory therapists who run the ventilators and are responsible for incubating and securing the airwaves and treating and maintaining the lung function of these patients, frontline along with the doctors and nurses, often overlooked. My wife, Karen Dietzel, labor and delivery nurse at University of Michigan Hospital. She works nights and then has to come home and watch our 5 and 3-year-old while I work from home.
Think about that. Think about, you know, I mean, again, the people who have to then go home and they're worried about picking up the disease to bring home to their kids, to their families and things like that.
Yeah.
Dennis McDavid, superintendent of Berkeley Schools. The garbage men. Absolutely. All the people who work in refuse management, Stoney. DPW workers. My beautiful wife, Courtney, at Beaumont, who is doing CAT scans on COVID patients. Sending out my love and thanks to Deja Chavez, hardworking nurse at Providence and Southfield, getting her ass kicked daily and keeps going back for more. That's from Jerry in Belleville.
Hi, folks. My daughter works for Kroger. She's been working 50 hours a week. Regards, pregnant daughter, infectious disease doctor working with COVID-19 patients. Wow.
Josh and Warren, shout out to us cable employees. You guys would be going crazy if we didn't keep our services working. Josh, that is so true. When you talk about, you know, normalizing life, that is, people are relying big time, not just for entertainment, but also for news. And with the huge uptick in Zoom conferencing and FaceTiming to keep in touch with their family members, for sure.
Thanks to the City of Detroit General Service Department for working around the clock to open the drive-through corona testing site that opens today.
Yeah.
That's the one at the State Fairgrounds, I believe. I think so.
And then we got to hear from one a-hole. Seriously, guys, if they want to thank people, thank them in person. I don't want to hear this. Listen, a-hole. This is to realize how many people are doing so many things. And so while it is mentioning specific people, I think what it does is it illustrates that while the doctors and the nurses are doing the truly amazing heroic work on the front lines, there are people also giving CT scans. Think about the hospital maintenance workers who have to clean the rooms, sterilize the rooms. all the surgical equipment and things like that. So I think it's a reminder that while, you know, we're in lockdown, we're under, you know, don't leave your home orders. There are a lot of people who don't have that choice and who are really doing, they're doing God's work. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They deserve all the credit in the world.
Mike, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're hanging.
Hey, Mike.
I'm calling from Windsor. Just let you know, this virus is over here, too. We got lucky, but the first four cases were diagnosed this week. I want to give a shout-out to my friend, my good friend Sonia, who is a advanced life support paramedic. These paramedics are often the first people that actually come across people with symptoms, you know? And she texted me yesterday. Her husband, Mark, who's also a friend of mine, is a paramedic as well. And they got two teenagers at home. And she says, it's almost impossible. You know, we're on the front lines. And, you know, it's impossible to keep, you know, the separation, what they call that, social
distancing, yeah.
Social distancing, yes.
Hey, excuse my, hey, Mike, excuse my ignorance, but are, like, the schools in Windsor and in Canada, they shut down too?
Everything's shut down. Everything's shut down. I just got read the paper this morning on my phone, and they shut down. They shut down all services, any government services. City Hall is still, like, the mayor's still, you know, and the councilors are still on the job because they're managing this. But they're expecting. You had a question earlier about what scares you the most. What scares me the most is, like, listening to Dr. Fauci, you know, on CNN or whatever, that we haven't even hit the peak yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's going to get worse before it gets better. That scares me, you know? And he had a great line. He said, when he talked about timelines, I'm a Canadian, so I'm not going to talk about American politics and what I hear from the White House, et cetera, because I don't feel qualified to do that, but he said last night on a CNN, he said, in terms of timelines, the virus will decide what the timeline is, not people, you know?
Yeah.
And that's scary. I mean, that's frightening to me, but
That's why, and thanks for the call, Mike, and thank you to your friends as well.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
You know, that's why one thing, you know, the president does call it, and he's absolutely correct, the invisible enemy. I mean, it's how do you beat it? I mean, that's what they're trying to do. It's not like it's a war with a face. We should thank all the restaurants and the people that are work there who are still open for takeout. We definitely appreciate that. Shout out to Eddie of Jersey Bagel. He does a great job.
Also, Eddie at Jersey Bagel.
Yeah, 97136, ticket text.
Yeah.
Telephone number 248-539-9797. Terry in Brownstown, don't forget the auto workers. Working through this, making sure parts get to the dealerships and repair shops so your car can be serviced. Thanks to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. Shout out to my fellow tow truck and roadside assistance drivers, often forgotten, but always there. Shout out to the...
How about this one?
Go ahead.
How about this one? To the guy who complained about this segment, thank you for making it easier to appreciate the more deserving people, but being a sourpuss. Get bent.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Thank you for putting it all in perspective, for sure.
Shout out to the Stafford family for feeding the doctors, nurses, and the first responders, along with all the athletes going above and beyond. That's right. There have been tons of them. I don't know the exact... If he's doing a GoFundMe or which charity, maybe it's Gleaners, the running back coach for the Lions, Kyle Kasky's doing something.
Yeah.
And obviously, we about Blake Griffin, Tom Gores, Chris Illich, and all that. And there are
Matthew
more.
Matthew Stafford, Kelly Stafford.
Yes. Stafford family that we just read about. I'd like to thank Dorothy Beagle Stabley. She is manager at Walgreens. She's been at work every day. Make sure the shelves are stocked and put the lines on the floor so people would stay 6 feet apart.
Shout out to the linemen. Work 24/7 to keep power on to all the hospitals, grocery stores, homes. Somewhere in the state right now, there's somebody without power, and a lineman is doing all they can to get them back to be able to run their well for water, watch TV, have heat, lights, computer, and charge their phone and tablets. 70 to 80 hours worked for the last 5 weeks, and keeping on.
Sending out all the love to all senior living workers Most facilities are not allowing visitors whatsoever. Therefore, the employees are not only the caregivers, but also the residents' family as well. That's a great point.
Okay.
That's a great point because people can't even go visit their, you know, parents and grandparents. Yeah.
My son is a firefighter and a paramedic. He said he's probably already been exposed. So when he's not at the firehouse, he self-quarantines at home. I mean, think about that. I mean, that's, you know, it's like you go to work, you do what you have to do, you do your part, and then you come home and you basically have to self-quarantine if you think you've been exposed to it. Shout out to my son, Anthony, who's a CRNA at Beaumont Troy. Hope you ungrateful jerks enjoyed your trash being picked up. We'll enjoy not picking it up. We thanked the garbage collectors.
Yes, we did.
Absolutely.
Yes. There's a lot of people out there. I don't know if we mentioned this. Shout out to all the delivery drivers giving us our package, specifically Amazon, who my husband says has had as many routes as peak season, which is Christmas time.
Oh, I can only imagine the Amazon, you know, because people are just relying on it so, so heavily.
Yeah. Also want to echo what Devin Scillian said last night on Channel 4. Thanks to all the journalists who are actually working outside hospitals, showing the insides of hospitals on, like, network news and things like that, actually going into, you know, kind of a war zone, if you want to think about it, to bring people our information despite what other people think of them.
Yeah. You know, I think I thought about this when it was when Katrina happened, and I guess this would be true at 9/11 as well. When that happened, you had, you know, the police officers and the firefighters and the journalists as well, covering and protecting and dealing with a story that they were also part of, right? I mean, so you know, when you're in the case of what Devin Scillian said, you know, you're covering this story and you're putting yourself in harm's way. So you're covering the story, but you're also living the story. You don't have that very often.
Right.
I mean, you don't know what's happening at your home. You don't know what's happening with your family. You don't know if you even have it or not. And then you also have to go in and put in the time to cover it and see what happens. So.
That's why I've always admired, you know, war correspondents, you know,
right.
Going back to when I was a kid to Vietnam, that, you know, you're getting these reports every day and we've seen it, you know, obviously in Iraq and Afghanistan, where, you know, covering the Middle East and you see like bombs in the background. I mean, it's these people are nuts.
Who's the guy? Richard Engel, I think, for NBC News.
Yes.
But it used to be Christiane Amanpour. Like when she was like the chief international correspondent, it was like whenever she showed up in a country, if I lived in that country, I would get the hell out because you knew it was going to start because she was right in the middle of everything. And yeah, it's like when you're covering a story, then you can become part of it.
Yeah, who was the older guy at NBC? Arthur Kent, remember him? He used to be a war correspondent. I remember him.
The Scud Stud.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, yes. He was part of the 1990 Gulf War for CNN or NBC.
NBC. I believe it was NBC. The Scud Stud. Let's go to Bob.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Bob in Richmond. What's up?
Hey, good morning. I work at a cemetery in Clinton Township. And I just want to give a shout out to my brothers that are working during this stuff. You know, we come around a lot of people that are still gathering around us. And it's just it's a dangerous time. And, you know, if I could say anything, it's just to tell these people to stay away. Let us do our job. And we feel terrible for what they've gone through. But it's just an awful thing, you know. And you know, to the guys that got to work it, you know, I say just stay strong. We don't have masks. And we're running low on our gloves on our part. So.
Yeah, because a lot of this...
Say again what you do for a living. I'm sorry.
Works at a cemetery.
I work at a cemetery. I work on the ground.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For sure.
And we handle burials with large numbers of people and everything. And for the most part, people are staying back. But there's some times where we get people that just come right up on us. We gotta tell them to get back. They don't understand, you know. And I understand because you're grieving. But at the same time, we all have to look out for each other's safety.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's a tough situation. A lot of, you know, funerals, you know, and burials, they want to keep to, you know, a minimum of how many people can attend. And, you know, if you have a cousin or somebody, you know, somebody like that is not considered, I don't know, immediate family, a best friend. I mean, how do you keep people away from that? I don't know.
Somebody just texted Stoney and said, please just thank people who are going above and beyond. Don't thank people for just doing their jobs. That's what they're paid to do. And my problem with that is that there are jobs that are, you know, right now, if you're a first responder, okay, if you're a police officer or a firefighter, when you get into this line of work, you know what you're getting yourself into. And you're risking your life every single day. And those people deserve our appreciation and our thanks and our praise. When you become a doctor or a nurse, I don't believe you think about that. You think about helping people. You think about researching to find cures for diseases and things like that. You don't think that every single day that I go to work, which has been the case for the last couple of weeks, I may be attracting or contracting a fatal disease.
Right.
So to me, those people are doing their jobs, but they're also going above and beyond. And when you become a grocery store stock person or a checkout clerk or a truck driver, you don't think that you are carrying packages that could end up costing you your life.
Right.
So I have a hard time with that text because you say, oh, he's just doing his job or she's just doing her job. It's like,
that's not what they signed up for in some cases. Let's go to Jason in Lincoln Park.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank all the pharmacists and pharmacy technicians out there. You know, they see a lot of people. They're not protected. Sanitizer's low, gloves are low, masks are low. They're doing a great job out there, and they're helping as much as they can.
You're right, yep. Jason. They're being bombarded, right. You know, besides the regular people, you know, besides the regular, you know, prescriptions that they have to fill. I imagine now it's, you know, obviously more than usual.
My nephew works in pharmaceuticals, and he deals, you know, and they're also looked at as a source of comfort,
yes.
Right? Because you don't get a chance to get in front of a medical professional right now unless you're unfortunately stricken with this horrible disease. And so a lot of people are going to the pharmacy and looking to their pharmacists for a level of reassurance. And that puts them in a difficult position as well. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.